थोड़ी ये लाइट, थोड़ी ये लाइट
الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وارزقنا علما تنفعنا به اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد وستيل ريدين ذا سيرة اوف بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم from the kitab of the book called Sirat Ibn Hisham. It's been written by a sheikh called Ibn Hisham. He's one of the earliest scholars who did write the Sirah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we carry on from where we stopped last time. We stopped on the beginning of Ghazwat Badr. Ghazwat Uhud. We end up Ghazwat Badr and then we start Ghazwat Uhud. We did mention... What is it? It's not a problem. What can we do? It doesn't bother them. We are talking about ibadah.
I myself, you know, when I noise like this, I forget.
No, but still, if you are on Jumu'ah and you come and the Sheikh is on the mumbar and you pray two rak'ah, what do you say, Sheikh? Wait.
Yeah. No. There's another thing. You know, but this thing, you know, people, you know, they pray over there.
What I don't know, if
movement is calm.
Yeah, if we can in the future. Yeah. If you got someone, the specialist of the mics, if he can get you a switch, which is separated the both sides, that will be more. Yes, it's a switch. Because at the moment, they are benefiting from everybody online. Yeah, it's true. I'm with you in this one, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. So we carry on the beginning of Ghazwat Uhud. We said that when the Meccans, they lost on Ghazwat Badr, and they got all them leaders, majority of them leaders, being killed on Ghazwat Badr. So they wasn't happy and they were sad and still grieving them killed people. Yeah. So especially the children of each, everyone, his father is leader and he's being killed. So the children behind him, they want to revenge. So and who lead them? Abu Sufyan. So they was gathering and they tried to get more allies with them, which is the tribes near to Mecca or to Quraysh. And they managed to get many of them. Yeah, and they are preparing now to go to Ghazwat Uhud or to a new battle to revenge for themselves. So we said, فَخَارَجَتْ قُرَيْشٌ بِحَدِّهَا وَجِدِّهَا. And we said as well where we stopped last time, we stopped on one Jubayr ibn Mut'im. He had a servant called Habashi. He's from Habasha. From Abyssinians, yeah, which is Ethiopia now. So he was so good on throwing the spears, yeah. So and then he said to him, "If you kill Hamza, the uncle of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are free." So there is many narrations. Some narrations they said is him, like the Sheikh Ibn Hisham, he said so. And there is another narration, they said, it's Hind bint Utba, which is the wife of Abu Sufyan. She is the one, when she saw him preparing himself at the right beginning of the Ghazwa, or the beginning of the battle. So she said, if you kill Hamza, you're free and I will make you rich. Either way, he killed Hamza. He's the one who killed it. So فخرجت قريش بحدها وجدها وحديدها وحابشها. So Quraysh, they come out with them all weapons, and all whoever is able to carry on weapons is there, rather young or old. Everybody come out, and all them allies as well, from Bani Kanana to Hama. So this is Bani Kanana and Tuhama, one of the tribes who they joined Quraysh for this. وخرجوا معهم بالظعن التماس الحفيظة وأن لا يفروا. So they come out. One second. So they come out بالظعن. What that mean? الظعن. الظعن. They bring the women, and they do that in all the kind of fighting. Even in the Western at that time, they do it. that if they want to the soldier to don't run away from the field, they bring the woman's his wives with him. So that way he fight to save the life of his wife. Yeah. وَأَلَّا يَفِرُّ like that they don't run from the battle. But they all know that when the army ran away in the battle, no one bring him. When the army feel that he's losing and he start running away, he may run away, leave his wife behind him. He doesn't. There's nothing to do. So he need to save himself. فَخَرَجَ أَبُو سُفْيَانَ ابْنُ حَرْبٍ وَهُوَ قَائِدَ النَّاسِ Abu Sufyan, he's the leader. And he bring with him Hind bint Utbah, his wife. وَخَرَجَ عِكْرِمَ ابْنُ أَبِي جَهْلٍ بِأُمِّ حَكِيمٍ عِكْرِمَ, he bring his wife, أُمُّ حَكِيمٍ بنت الحارث بن هاشم بن هشام بن المغيرة. وخرج الحارث بن هشام بن المغيرة بفاطمة بنت الوليد بن المغيرة. And you hear the names, they're all married to each other, yeah? So you hear the names of the leaders and the big tribes. They're all married to each other, yeah. So وخرج صفوان بن أمية ببرزة بنت مسعود بنت مسعود بن عمر بن عمير الثقفي وهي أم عبد الله بن صفوان بن أمية. نعم. So this one of the leaders at that time or at that period, they come out with them wives and everybody bring his wife anyway like the leaders. قال ابن إسحاق I'm trying to avoid his name in all the people who they come out with them wives. So there is no need of naming them. وخرجت عمرة بنت علقمة إحدى نساء بني الحارث بن عبد منات بن كنانة. كانت هند بنت عتبة كلما مرت بوحشي أو مر بها قالت ويها أبا دسمة اشفي واستشفي. وكان وحشي يكنى بأبا دسمة. فأقبلوا حتى نزلوا بعينين. Okay. Hind bint Utbah, she knew that the master of Habashi, what he ordered him to do. Yeah? So whenever she passed by him or he passed by her, she called him, O Aba Desma. Aba Desma is one of the nickname of Habashi. So to him, Ishfi wastashfi. Ishfi, that means heal yourself and get healed. In a meaning, I mean, kill him to heal us and heal yourself by getting free. You see? So that she said, Ishfi wastashfi. Wakana wahshi yukanna bi Abi Dasima. He used to be called by nickname Abi Dasima. Faqbalu hatta nazalu bi'unayn or bi'aynayn bi jabal bi batni sabkhati min qanat ala shafir al wadi muqabil al madina. So they come to a place where very near to where you know the place of Uhud. Everyone went for Umrah or went for Hajj. Definitely he did visit that place in where you see where is the grave of Hamza. They moved the grave from there at the moment. Because why? Because the rain starts coming badly in there and is pulling out the bodies. So they remove his grave somewhere. I don't know, I think the Baqi' or whatever. Excuse me. So they come very near to that place where the battle starts. In right opposite to the Medina. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ بِهِمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ So one Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard about them. From before coming. There is one chair over there. So from before they arrived to that place, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he heard about them anyway, and the Muslimun. But they heard that they are at that location at that time. وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ قَدْ نَزَلُوا حَيْثُ نَزَلُوا So the Muslimin, they already come out already. Because since they departed from Mecca, Muhammad and the Muslims, they are aware of what's going on. So they are not going to wait for them until they arrive to Medina. It's going to be too late. Because it's a big army. You need some time to travel from there, from Mecca to Medina. It's quite a long distance. And the Muslims now, they are posing in wherever they pose at that time. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمسلمين إني قد رأيت والله خيرا رأيت بقرا. He said, oh Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I saw a dream. He said, والله I saw a dream and it's خير. Yeah. رأيت بقرا, I saw cows. ورأيت في ذباب سيفي ثلما. And I saw in the end of my sword ثلم, I think like how they call it. bandage or damage, call it damage to the sword, to the end of the sword in general. ورأيت أني أدخلت يدي في درع حصينة فأولتها المدينة. And I saw myself, I enter my arm in a strong shield. And I count this shield is Medina. Yeah. He described the baqar, the cows, and he described the damage of the sword. Yeah, but I'm going to wait to see the sheikh what he's going to say about that. وحدثني بعض أهل العلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال in another narration the sheikh is saying the some of scholars they told him رأيت بقرا لي تذبح. I saw cows slaughtered, cows belong to me slaughtered. Yeah. قال فأما البقر فهي الناس. The cows is people من أصحابي from my friend يقتلون, they're going to be killed. وأما الثلم الذي رأيت في ذباب سيفي رجل من أهل بيتي يقتل. He said but the damage which I saw at the end of my sword is one from my relative is going to be killed, which is Hamza. قال ابن إسحاق فإن رأيتم أن تقيموا بالمدينة وتدعوهم حيث نزلوا. So he gave them the choice. If you want to let them stay there 1 year, we don't move, we stay in the Medina. If they come to Medina, we fight them in the Medina. They don't come to Medina, let them wait there until ever. فإن أقاموا أقاموا بشر مقام. And if they want to stay, it's not a good place to stay anyway. So because the location of that place, not much water, and is between a mountains, as you see, if you remember the place of the Uhud. Yeah? So it's not a location where people, they prefer to live. That's why you don't find houses in there. Did you notice? It's like a field. It's like empty place. Even up today. وإنهم دخلوا علينا قاتلناهم. And if they come to us to the Medina, so we kill them in the, we fight them in the Medina. And the fighting in the town is much easier than the fighting in the open. Why? Who know why? Because the town is yours. You know very well. And you can fight them from the top, from the bottom, from small, how they call it, alleys. So you can come to them from where they never expect you. And you finish them. That means you win in no way. So whoever come to the town, they know there is a suicidal. It's up to them. Why they all the Israelis, they never attack Gaza in Gaza. That's the first time. You see, they always used to bomb it, if you remember, and run away. So no, but now they didn't bomb it only. They come to the field because they thought they are rumbling everything. They thought they finish it off, but out. They see like scribbles coming out. MashaAllah. وكان رأي عبد الله بن أبي بن أبي بن سلول من رأي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Ubay ibn Salul is the munafiq, the head of the munafiqin. He was supporting the opinion of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't fight them. Yeah? So, يرى رأيه في ذلك وألا يخرج إليهم. To don't go out for them. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكره الخروج. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't like to go out. Why? Because he's a prophet of Allah and his dream, he knows it's true. And he didn't want to, his friends to be killed. He doesn't want anyone to be harmed. So doesn't show you anything in here? That our deen never push us to anything harmful. Even during when you are in war. You see, so always, even Muslims, whenever they go for war, as a defending, not as attacking, they give, even the one who's attacking, they say, okay, aslim taslam, convert to Islam, we don't fight you. You resist, we're going to fight you. So they give a choice before everything. For usually the armies, when they attack at night, they give no warnings. They want their enemies to be taken as a sudden. Surprised, yeah. So that means the chances of winning is high. So, Prophet ﷺ disliked to go for this battle or for this ghazwa. فَقَالَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِمَّنْ أَكْرَمَ اللَّهُ بِالشَّهَادَةَ يَوْمُ أُحُدُ وَغَيْرِهِ. So, some of the Sahaba, which few of them, they've been killed at the battle, yeah, before the battle, yeah. And some of them, they survived. So they said, and many of them who they took is the ones they miss Badr. So they want to fight. They want to show Prophet, we are here. We're not run away from the battle. We defend you. So they want to show good niyyah. Yeah, so they didn't do it like how they call it foolish or like how I call it irresponsible decision. He was like out of them showing to Prophet, we are here for you as well. We didn't run away from Badr. They said, Ya Rasulullah, ukhrij bina ila a'da'ina. They said, O Prophet of Allah, take us. We want to face our enemies. La yarawna anna jabunna anhum wa da'ufna. We don't want them to see us that we are cowards and we are running away from them and we are losers. فقال عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول يا رسول الله أقم بالمدينة لا تخرج إليهم. عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول, he said, no, O Prophet of Allah, do not go out, stay in Medina, don't go out. فوالله ما خرجنا منها إلا إلى عدو لنا قط إلا أصاب منا. He said, we never fight any attack on us. Yeah, if we decide to face him outside the Medina, we lose. Whenever we face him inside the Medina, we win, which is a good opinion. Ya Rasulullah, ولا دخلها علينا إلا أصبنا منها. And only if he enter to Medina, we win. So we go out, we lose. He come to us, we win. So that means he talking out of experience. So he was serious. He was sincere in his opinion. فدعهم يا رسول الله, leave them, O Prophet of Allah. فإن أقاموا أقاموا بشر محبس. If they stay in a very bad location. وإن قاتلهم الرجال في وجههم ورماهم النساء والصبيان بالحجارة من فوقهم وإن رجعوا رجعوا خائبين كما جاءوا. He said if they come to us, we will fight the men and women and children in the Medina. The men and women and children, they fight. Where they fight? From the roof. They chuck on them fire, they chuck on them stones, they chuck on them anything, the children and the women, and the elderly as well. Anyone can chuck arrow, he will chuck it. And the men, they fight on ground. Yeah. But if we go out to them, that is going to be very risky. فَلَمْ يَزَلِ النَّاسُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the Sahaba, they stay on Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling him, we want to go out. الَّذِينَ كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ حُبُّ لِقَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. Some of them, which they was loving to face the enemies. حَتَّى دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْتَهُ. Until Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left them between all this mess of talking and disagreeing opinions, and he went to his house. What did he done in his house? Because they are talking in the masjid. His house is only a small room, just to clear. It's not a big house, far away in that. So all his rooms, they was just connected to the masjid. Now only the room of Aisha is staying there. The rest, all they are open. We are praying in there. فَلَبِسَ لَأْمَتَهُ. He wore the garment of the war. Now he wore his shields, and he wore his cloth or garment of the fighting. وذلك يوم الجمعة was on Friday حين فرغ من الصلاة after the prayer. وقد مات في ذلك اليوم رجل من الأنصار يقال له مالك بن عمر. On that day, one of the Sahaba of the Ansar, he passed away. His name is Malik ibn Amr, أحد بن النجار. فصلى عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prayed on him صلاة الجنازة after the جمعة. ثم خرج عليهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he put his garment of the war. He come out to the Sahaba. وقد ندم الناس. So when he come in, he was like, you can imagine the scene. This is the masjid. They are talking, they are taking opinions, everyone talking from nowhere and from everywhere. So now Prophet Sallam, he stood up while they was talking, he went in. So everybody's quiet now. They thought he's upset. They thought he's get angry. They thought something. But him now, he took his decision. That's it. He went inside, he wore the garment, and he come out. Sahaba, they was all shocked. They said, oh, Prophet of Allah, we don't want, maybe we forced you, we don't want to upset you, we don't want, maybe you don't want to go to the war and we are forcing you to go. وَقَالُوا اسْتَكْرَهْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, we make the Prophet make a decision which he didn't like to. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَنَا ذَلِكَ. And we didn't meant that. فلما خرج عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا يا رسول الله استكرهناك ولم يكن ذلك منا. When he came out, they said, oh Prophet of Allah, we felt that we are making you do what you don't want to do. Yeah? And we didn't meant that. فإن شئت فقعد. If you like, we stay. Sallallahu alayka. They say, may Allah bless you, or may Allah have mercy on you. Because when we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't mean Allah make a prayer on him, which the prayer which we make. Because as we said, the prayer of Arabic, it means sallah, it have two meanings. Sallah, it means in general, the main meaning, the global meaning of sallah is dua. Salat is dua. Yeah? And the salat is named as salat because all of it is full of dua. Any position. While you are doing iqama after the muaddin, you do dua. After iqama before takbir, you do dua. You do takbir before saying reading al-fatiha, you do, how they call it, istiftah. Subhanaka Allahumma ashhadu an la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa subhanaka Allahumma la ilaha anta. La ilaha illallah. Istiftah. The dua of the istiftah. I lost it. There is four hadith of the dua of the istiftah. Then you read Surah Al-Fatiha. For Surah Al-Fatiha, all of it is dua. The Quran, most of it is dua. Then when you go for the ruku', you are doing dua. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. When you stood up from the ruku', Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, say Rabbana wa laka alhamd, dua. As well, when you go for sujood is the most position which Allah wants you to be. And that is the place where Allah wants you to make a dua, and He promised you, He accept from you. So don't rush on your sujood. Do your dua on your sujood as much as you can. Stay there as much as you can. Some people, some narration, they say they see them doing sujood until they felt they die. And then they stood up. 40 minutes of sajda. You see some of them. But it varies from one another. Like me, if I stay for sujood for too long, I feel dizzy. But yet, I do stay longer. Many people, they say to me, you stay longer on the sujood. They say, of course, that's the operation, that's the salat. If I don't take what I want from the salat, so why I'm making salat? That the salat is there for you to prove to Allah that, oh Allah, I'm not able to do anything without you. I can't open shop, I can't buy car, I can't wear my garment, I can't do anything without me making dua. They used to make a dua, sahaba, even when they want to buy shoes. You see, you are going, you got money, and the shop is there, and you are going to make buying shoes. Why are you making dua? Ya Allah, help me to buy shoes. Ya Allah, grant me the best shoes, which is good for my feet. Yeah, maybe we less estimate this dua. Say that's, but it's okay. It's only shoes. But look how much they refer everything to Allah. That means the iman of Allah is on everything. They know that He is not willing, He will not finish drinking this sip of water by not Allah will, without Allah will. You see, so ask Allah to, Bismillah, to heal us with this water. Ameen. They say, oh, if you like of Prophet of Allah, just stay. May Allah have a mercy on you. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ينبغي لنبي إذا لبس لأمتي لأمته أن يضعها حتى يقاتل. They say, we're not permitted to Prophet of Allah, if he wear his garment of war, to take it off until Allah make his decision between him and his enemies. Yeah? That means the fight is going to go ahead. فخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ألف من أصحابه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he come out with 1,000 of his companion. قال ابن هشام واستعمل ابن أم مكتوم على الصلاة بالناس. And he gave the position of leading the Medina to Ibn Umm Maktum رضي الله عنه, to lead the Salat and to lead Medina behind him. قال ابن إسحاق حتى إذا كانوا بالشوط بين المدينة وأحد انخذل عنه عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول بثلث الناس. So while there was left only 1/3 to reach the place of Uhud, between Medina and Uhud, there's one full distance. So when is 1/3 left, yeah, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he managed to pull back and pull the third of the army. Yeah, so. وقال أطاعهم وعصاني. He said, he obeyed them and he disobeyed me. So Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he make himself equal to he want to order the Prophet to do what he wants to do, because when you give me opinion, doesn't mean order, yeah. And if I don't do it, doesn't mean you got upset, and that's our problem in this time, yeah. You remember when I said to you the example of Khadija when she said, inshallah, she said, it's me, no. So that's the point. Khadija is my daughter, just to astaghfirullah, may Allah bless her, bless all Muslims. ما ندري على ما نقاتل أنفسنا ها هنا أيها الناس. He said, I don't know what we are going to fight for anyway. فرجع بمن اتبعه من قومه من أهل النفاق والريب واتبعهم عبد الله بن عمر بن حرام. So they followed him, the people who they was on a nifaq like him, showing Islam, but inside they are ready to follow anyone else as long as they feel they're going to be protected with him. And with them, he followed them, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram, أخو بني سلمة, يقول يا قوم أذكركم الله ألا تخادلوا قومكم ونبيكم عندما حضر من عدوهم فقالوا لو نعلم أنكم تقاتلون لما أسلمناكم. So, one of the Sahaba, he followed his tribe. He said to them, do not let down Allah and his prophet. Yeah? When he come to fight his enemies. Because all the Medinas, the Medina tribes, they give promise to Prophet, they will fight for him and they will protect him. So now some tribes, when they pull back with Ubay Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, not all the tribes, they was kafir. Few of them, many of them was Muslims, and many of them, they wasn't Muslims. Or maybe some of them, they wasn't Muslims. So whoever there was Muslims, when they saw parts of them tribe pulling back, they went back to them and they said to them, do not do that. Yeah. One of them is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram. Said, فَلَمَّا اسْتَعْصَوْا عَلَيْهِ وَأَبَوْا إِلَّا الْإِنْصِرَافَ عَنْهُمْ قَالَ أَبْعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ فَسَيُغْنِي اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ نَبِيَّهِ. So when they, whoever doesn't want to follow the Prophet ﷺ, and he did follow Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, so they wasn't listening to the advice of them leader. Yeah. So he got angry on them and he said, may Allah take you far away from us, and may Allah give victory to his Prophet without you. قال ابن هشام وذكر غير زياد عن محمد بن إسحاق عن الزهري أن الأنصار يوم أحد قالوا لرسول الله يا رسول الله ألا نستعين بحلفائنا من يهود فقال لا حاجة لنا فيهم. So the Sahaba, the Sahaba from the Ansar, I told you, if you remember, there was 12 tribes of the Medina and 12, from Arab non-Muslims when they convert to Islam later on, yeah, and there was 12 tribes of Jews, yeah. And each six tribes, they have an allies of the opposite side. That means all the tribes of the Medina, they have allies of the Jews. So they said, oh Prophet of Allah, won't we be able to ask our allies to support us in this war? Because they could call them and they should come. Yeah? That's the agreement between them. Prophet ﷺ said, no, we don't need them. قال زياد. And from here we know fatwa. Yeah? Can the Muslims ask, is the Muslim permitted to ask support from kafir ally to fight even another kafir? Last time we know that we don't ask our ally to fight our brothers Muslim. That's completely haram. You remember when we talked about it was with Badr? Yeah? So there's definitely no discussion. You don't call your neighbor to kafir to fight your neighbor Muslim. Haram on you to do that. Yeah? So you defend yourself with your brother by calling the sheikh, by calling the elderies, by calling the respected, yeah? But do not involve a non-Muslim in your matter. Even they are nice people, even they are, how they call it, just. No, don't involve them, yeah? That is in this case. But in the case of now, Muslim, you want to fight kafir, and Muslim have an agreement with an ally kafir, which is not involved with the other kafir. And if he call him, he will support him. So should we call the... No, we should not, because this can give us this fatwa. We are not... Muslims never got support from kafir under any circumstances. Bismillah. قال زياد حدثني محمد بن إسحاق قال ومضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى سلك في حرة بني حارثة فدب فرس بذنبه فأصاب كلاب بفتح اللام من التشديد سيف فاستله. قال ابن هشام ويقال كلاب سيف بكسر الكاف وتخفيف اللام. قال ابن إسحاق فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان يحب الفأل ولا يعتاف لصاحب السيف شم سيفك فإني أرى السيوف ستسل اليوم. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه من رجل يخرج بنا على القوم من كثب أي من قبل. Okay, this portion here I will translate it to you, but I try to understand it. I could understand it. So he said, مضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى سلك في حرة بني حارثة فدب فرس بذنبه فأصاب كلاب. So while they was crossing a place called حرة بنو حرة بنو حارثة, one of the horses he damaged something from place called Bani Kilab or Kilab. فقال رسول الله وكان يحب الفأل ولا يعتاف لصاحب السيف. So he pulled his it's like the horse, he touched some of the dogs or something, so one of the he pulled his well, the Sahabi who was on the horse, he pulled his sword. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, hold on, don't pull your sword, as we are going to, I see today there's a lot of swords is going to be pulled out. So I didn't understand it properly exactly what that means, but it's not a big incident to know about it. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لاصحابه من رجل يخرج بنا الى القوم من كثب. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called between his soldiers or sahaba, he said, who from you can go for us and check and spy to bring us a news. أي من قرب من طريق لا يمر بنا عليهم. From a different way, from not same way which we are going to, from a different way. فقال أبو خيثمة أخو بني حارثة بن الحارث أنا يا رسول الله. So this individual, he said me, O Prophet of Allah. فنفذ به حرة بني حارثة وبين أموالهم حتى سلك في مال لمربع بني قيضة وكان رجلا منافقا ضرير البصر فلما سمع حس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه من المسلمين قام يحثي في وجوههم التراب ويقول إن كنت رسول الله فإني لا أحل لك أن تدخل حائطي. So the question of Prophet ﷺ, he didn't said, can anyone go to spy for us? He said, can anyone take us to the place of the battle from a different way, not from the road which usually we go from. So that means they have to travel through lands belong to many other individuals, with some of them they are munafiqeen. Yeah, and that's what did happen. It passed, it took them through a land belong to one munafiq, blind. And he said, if you are truly the Prophet of Allah, when he heard that Prophet was passing by his land, he came to him, tried to find a way to get to the place where there is the army and the Prophet. And he said to him, if you are Prophet of Allah, I do not permit you to enter my land. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ لِأَنَّهُ أَخَذَ حِفْنَةً مِنْ تُرَابٍ فِي يَدِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ. And he took Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took a handful of dust and he said, "Wallahi, لو أعلم أني لا أصيب بها غيرك." No. This individual, he took a handful of dust, yeah, and he said, "Wallahi," he said to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, "Wallahi, if I knew myself that I'm gonna throw this handful of dust, yeah, and I will not be hurt, only you, yeah, I will do in your face." He meant Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He meant to hit Prophet ﷺ with this dust to his face, to the face of the Prophet ﷺ. فَابْتَدَرَهُ الْقَوْمُ لِيَقْتُلُهُ. Now the Sahaba, they got angry. They go to him, they want to kill him. Prophet ﷺ, he stopped them. Said, لا تقتلوه, do not kill him. فَهَذَا أَعْمَى الْقَلْبُ أَعْمَى الْبَصَرُ. This guy is blind eye and blind the eye of the heart. Because we have the heart eye and we have our body eye. The heart eye is when you see someone Muslim or non-Muslim. Muslim, he knows that it's haram and he keep doing it. So you call him, your heart is blind. That's why you keep doing your haram. Yeah? And non-Muslim, you say to him, your heart is blind because you don't want to communicate with your brain and heart to understand that this is the deen, the true deen. That's why when the people, they communicate with them heart, they got them way to the Islam. وقد بدر إليه سعد بن زيد أخو بني عبد الأشهل قبل نهي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عنه فضربه بالقوس في رأسه فشجه. So before Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tell them do not kill him, already one Sahaba, he got to him early and he whacked him with a bow to his head, so he cut him off a little bit on his head. قال ومضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نزل الشعب من أحد. So he went until when they go downhill toward Uhud, from a different way of the normal way to go to Uhud. في عدوة الوادي إلى الجبل فجعل ظهره وعسكره إلى أحد وقال لا يقاتلن أحد منكم حتى نأمر بالقتال حتى نأمر. So he make, now you see that small mountain of Uhud, he make it behind his army. Yeah, so now this is the kuffar, this is the Muslimin face to face. Behind us what we have? Mountain, which is protection. Yes, so you don't expect an enemy. The enemies are not going to climb up and down. So for them to come to you, they need to turn. So when they turn, it will be easy for you by the wings to fight. Yeah? So if they come this way, this wing fight and this wing help. If they come this way, same. But if they come that way, if he didn't put the mountain behind him, so he will be like, we call it, you left your back naked. Not naked from cloth, naked from protection. Yeah. And he gave an order. So now, as I said to you, this is the Kuffar, this is the Muslimin, this is the Uhud mountain. And he gave order to the Muslimin. Do you know no one start fighting until I said so? وَقَدْ صَرَحَتْ قُرَيْشَ الظَّهَرُ وَالْكِرَاعِ فِي زُرُوعِ كَانَتْ بِالصَّمْغَى من قناة للمسلمين. فقال رجل من الأنصار حين نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن القتال أترعى زروع بني قيلة ولما نضارب وتعبى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للقتال وهو في 700 رجل وأمر على الرماة عبد الله بن جبير. Okay, let me repeat this one. وقد صرحت قريش الظهر والكراع في زروع كانت بالصمغة من قناة للمسلمين. فقال رجل من الأنصار حين نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن القتال أترعى زروع بني قيلة ولما نضارب وتعبى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للقتال وهو في 700 رجل وأمر على الرماة عبد الله بن جبير وأخا بني عمرو بن عوف وهو معلم يومئذ بثياب بيض والرماة 50 رجلا. فقال انضح الخيل عنا بالنبل لا يأتون من خلفنا إن كانت لنا أو علينا فاثبت مكانك لا نؤتينا من قبلك. وظاهر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين درعين ودفع اللواء إلى مصعب بن عمير أخي بني عبد الدار. Okay, so Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he ordered the Sahaba to don't start fighting. Yeah, and he ordered Sahaba to go on the mountains, a mountain of Uhud. Yeah, and to don't join the fighting. Yeah, the mountain is here, so he ordered a few Sahaba or some of the Sahaba to go on the mountain. They got a mission, which I will tell you what is it. Maybe you all know it, but to know to say it. So he ordered some Sahaba to go up to the mountain with the swords and with the arrows and all. Yeah, to don't join the army of the Muslimin without the permission of Prophet. That means do not descend the mountain without the permission of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without the order of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the mission in there? The mission in there is to chuck with arrows any army from Kufar which he can turn around of the mountain and come to the Muslimin and kill them from the back. So them is to do more protection, not only with the mountain, to don't allow anyone to turn around the mountain. So that's their mission.
Stop the counterattack.
The counterattack, yes. Stop the counterattack. Jazakallah khair. And he said, do not join us, even we are losing or we are winning, until the order of Prophet come clear from me, come down. So do not descend the mountain. They say, Uthbut mata makanak, stay where you are. And do not allow the enemies to come to us through your way. Oh, he's talking to the commander or the head of this group or this commandos. And he gave the liwa. The liwa is the flag to Mus'ab ibn Umayr. All know who's Mus'ab ibn Umayr? You remember when I done to you the young man's and I done your speech of Mus'ab ibn Umayr? Mus'ab ibn Umayr, he's the son of the rich family in Mecca. And he used to walk, people, they used to walk near to him just to get some perfume from out of the perfume he used to put on. And expense. He was one of the posh people. And he left everything, and his mom, she didn't want to allow him, and she disgraced him from the inheritance, from everything. She said, do what you want. That's one of the bonus, that's one of the majors which Mus'ab ibn Umayr, he does. He does another thing. He's the first ambassador of Islam, which Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent from Mecca to Medina with the Sahab, with Ansar when they give the bay'ah in Mecca. You remember one day they gave the second bay'ah? So he sent with them Mus'ab ibn Umayr, yeah, as the first ambassador of Islam in Medina, yeah, to teach them the Islam, yeah, and to establish the foundation of the government of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the country of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah? And he risked his life. And he risked, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he risked the life of his da'wah. On a young man, he was on the early 20s at that time. Yeah? Mus'ab ibn Umayr, if you remember, I already told you that when we was in this portion, I told you already when we was reading the seerah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mus'ab ibn Umayr, when he was in Medina, he had an argument with one of the biggest tribes of Medina. They come to him while he was protected with some tribes, yeah, but not the rest of the Medina. They wasn't Muslim at that time. One of the biggest tribes. So the leaders, they come to him. They say, who are you to come to our country, yeah, and make our people, divert our people from them communities, and you distract us that much. Now you make us all in different ways. Yeah, who are you? So if you want to save your life, stop and get out of our city. What Mus'ab ibn Umayr said to him? He said, okay, hear me out. And he come with a sword and things, ready to fight him with his group. He said to him, okay, I will do what you say, but it won't be fair that I will go out without you hearing me. What is going to hurt you to hear me out? If you like what I say, you take it. If you don't like it, I will leave the Medina. So they had like a conversation. Yeah? At the end, I don't know, I remember the name of that Sahabi. Yeah, he became one of great Sahaba. But he said to him, yes, what you're saying is correct. And there is nothing harmful on that. And I am with you in your deen. And all my tribes behind me, they are with you. Because they follow my order. You see, that's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He's going to die on this spot, in this battle, suddenly. So the Prophet Allah again, he gave him what? The flag. What is the flag in the war? The flag. If you scratch your head and the flag fall down, you kill your army. So there is no scratch head. And you have to hold it with one arm and fight with the other arm. It's not you holding only the flag like that, you keep walking. No, it doesn't work like that. So that means it's the riskiest position in a whole army. If there is anyone is going to be, if they are 2,000 there, so what is them target to do? Not to fight in parallel to them. No, to all attack to the flag. So if there is 2,000 against 1,000, in reality there are 2,000 against one who's holding the flag. Just to understand the way of the war in that time. قال ابن هشام وأجاز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ سمرتها بن جندب الفزاري ورافع بن خديج أخا بني حارثة وهما ابن 15 سنة. So in this غزوة Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he permit these two young men individuals that was 15 year old to join the war. So now is a rule that anyone under 15 he will not fight. anyone above 15, he's fight. So who can remember in Ghazwat Badr, there was a child, yeah? He was going, his father going to join him to the, let me see if you remember anything from what we're talking, or you're just hearing a bad story, you go home. So in Ghazwat Badr, there is an incident happened where a great Sahabi, he bring to Prophet, he said to him, I want my son to join with us in this battle. Will you permit him? He said, how old is he? He said, he's 13. He said, now he's still young. He won't go. So he's this boy, what he done? He went to the mountain and he watched the whole Badr. What did happen? And he's one of the greatest narrators of what exactly did happen in Ghazwat Badr. So I'm helping you a lot. So I want you to name the name of the Sahabi and his son. You don't know. Uncle. And he wasn't here. Uncle. Okay. It's Abdullah ibn Umar. Umar ibn Khattab. So it's his son. You see, when you say the hadith, they say, an Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma. Why they say radiyallahu anhuma? Because Abdullah is a sahabi. Ibn Umar is a sahabi. Anhuma is a couple. Two sahaba. Yeah? So these two and most of the ahadith, yeah? The strong ahadith, most of them is if they are narrated through Abdullah ibn Umar or Abu Huraira. Muslim, Abdullah ibn Umar or Abu Huraira, these two schools. They call them the schools of tight and the schools of ease. You know, some scholars, when you go to him, whatever you ask him, he say to you, halal inshallah, halal inshallah. That's called the school of ease. And that's Abdullah ibn Abu Huraira. Yeah, he used to take things ease. He doesn't complicate things. Yeah, and both of them, they are correct. Abdullah ibn Umar, no. Abdullah ibn Umar, he was so straightforward. He doesn't permit you only when he's really, he can see there is a permission in there. You get me? So he was leaning to the tight more than the let go. But Abu Huraira, he go to more to the let go, to the tightness. Well, both of them, there was great sahaba. May Allah have mercy on them. Oh, yeah. وهما he permit these two sahaba from the ansar to join the ghazwa. وكان قد ردهما فقيل له يا رسول الله ان رافعا رام فاجازه فلما اجازه رافع قيل له يا رسول الله فان سمره يسرع رافعا. So there's a funny story happened. These two sahaba, young men, was 15, yeah, one of them is رافع and one of them is سمره. So when they bring them to Prophet ﷺ to permit them to do to fight, he reject them. Yeah? He said, they said, but Rafi, he's a great arrow shooter. He said, okay, let him join us. They say, but Samura, if he wrestle with Rafi, he can put him down. He said, okay, bring him. Both of them is strong. So that means if they are 15 and body strong skills, they are permitted. So not like our time. 20 and is nobody's skill. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But alhamdulillah, as well, in our tactics of wars now, it doesn't need body skill, body work. You can see in Gaza, the people, they are all skinny and flip-floppy, come out and he do a catastrophe. You see, so it's not a matter of body skills, it's a matter of tactics and techniques. ورد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسامة بن زيد. And Usama ibn Zayd. Who knows who's Usama ibn Zayd? Usama ibn Zayd is the one who later on, Prophet ﷺ, he put him, a leader on all the biggest Sahaba, and he was only 17 years old. Later on, we're going to go to Sariya, because Prophet ﷺ didn't go on that time. Right before he died, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right before he died. He was already on the illness of dying. So he put Usama as a leader. He was only 17. So at the incident of Uhud, Usama, he was under 15. So he didn't permit him. وَعَبْدُ ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, as well, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, he wasn't as well in the age of fighting on Uhud. So he never fight on Badr, neither on Uhud. وزيد بن ثابت as well, he didn't. But these old young men who stopped them from fighting in Ghazwat Uhud, he permit them to fight on Ghazwat al-Khandaq, al-Ahzab. Later on we're going to come up to. There was all 15. So we stop here if it's 2 minutes. We say سبحانك اللهم أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير. آمين.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا